News, I'm Mike Hempel. President Biden says Americans must never forget the price paid by troops who dared all and gave all to protect their democracy. The president participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery and later spoke, saying it's important to remember those lost in combat.
Every year we remember, and every year it never gets easier.
Biden and the First Lady are spending the rest of their holiday at their home near Wilmington, Delaware. Officials in Iowa are making plans to demolish a six-story apartment building a day after it partially collapsed and crashed to the ground, injuring one person and displacing countless other residents and business owners. Davenport Fire Chief Mike Carlston says while there are no additional reports of missing people, they are finishing the rescue phase, and soon it will become a recovery operation.
Throughout the night, our rescue operations have continued. We were able to locate one victim, and we are able to extract them from the building.
No fatalities have been reported. As a new storm season looms, struggles continue for thousands in Florida, 8 months after Hurricane Ian devastated parts of the state. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The sound of the ocean in Fort Myers Beach, where hurricane season starts June 1st. Last September, Ian, a Cat 5, swept away Michael Solora's camper. Since then, he's been living in his car, an old Infiniti sedan.
This is my house for me and my dog, and that's it.
Hundreds remain homeless. Construction is ongoing. Debbie Sams with Beach Baptist Church says the need is overwhelming.
Everyone's in need, even when they think they're not in need.
Many struggle to get insurance payouts, federal and state assistance.
This is AP News. A cruise ship that navigated rough seas off the South Carolina coast over the holiday weekend has resumed sailing on its next cruise. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Terrified passengers on the Carnival Sunshine took to social media to post video of water pouring through a flooded hallway on a cabin level. Passenger Daniel Taylor told WCIV-TV, the crew, quote, left us blind, not reassuring us what was going on, where we were headed to, and what the plan was. In a statement to the AP, Carnival Cruise Line said, the ship's return to Charleston from the Bahamas on Saturday was delayed by prolonged bad weather and rough seas in the area. No serious injuries were reported. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities say three men killed in a weekend shootout at a New Mexico motorcycle rally were members of rival outlaw biker gangs. I'm Mike Hempel, AP News.